What you are about to see in AI development and AI replacement of not just jobs, but entire industries will absolutely blow your mind. And I have firsthand experience to share with you on this. I'm Mike Adams, of course, the Health Ranger. Thank you for joining me today. I've got a couple of new things to share with you, some just shocking realizations that have even caused me some pause here. So let me just back up. You may be aware that we launched our new AI engine, Enoch 2.0, and it's available right now at brightu.ai. And the most notable thing about this AI engine, I mean, not only is it awesome and everybody's absolutely loving it and the answers are incredible. Also, I've just added a new feature where you can save the answer as a static URL, and then it copies that URL to your clipboard and you can go share that answer with anybody else. So a lot of new features coming in, but the most profound thing, let's say, about this is that I did not use my R&D team to build this. I built it myself, just me personally with an AI, well, a team of AI agents, okay? That's what I did. And in doing that, it was an experiment. I was wondering, hey, do I need to use a team of human engineers to build a production-ready app that is, you know, scalable and resilient and accurate and so on? So I thought, let me just try to build my own version of Enoch 2.0, because there's also some features that I wanted in it that we don't have in the previous version. And frankly, I didn't like the Enoch 1.0. I didn't like the fact that it made you wait for the answers via email. I wanted to give answers in real time on the screen. And so I just decided, look, I'm going to sit down and build this thing myself, because Anthropic put out new tools for coding. In particular, it's called Sonnet 4.5, or what's called in Claude Code. And it turns out that Sonnet 4.5 is so unbelievably powerful that it enabled me to go ahead and write the code for these apps, and then, you know, I uploaded it to a production hosting site that also has its own AI engine in it as well. And I also, since I've run the R&D team on Enoch for all these years, well, I guess it's been like 2 years now, I'm very familiar with how it all works, right? So I didn't have any technical questions. I knew how to integrate everything. So I just had the code do it, and it worked. And that told me something very important, that as of now, I mean, and these tools just became available in the last few weeks, but as of right now, a person like myself who has some technical knowledge, but I'm not a professional coder, but I can produce production-ready applications that are really well done without writing a single line of code and without even looking at the code. I haven't looked at the code. That's what's shocking about this. I've got all the code files, but I don't need to go through them. If I want to change something, I just do it with a prompt. If something's buggy or broken, I fix it with a prompt, etc. So this isn't the point of this podcast. I've said all this before in previous podcasts. I've got something else to share with you here. But I just want to give you background so that you know that what's about to happen is that the ability to produce apps is going to become easier and easier, and it will be more available to less technical people as time moves forward. So, of course, I have a background as, you know, running a software company, running software development teams. I have a background in coding. I used to code in PHP and other languages and so on. And I do code in Python today. I've had to just learn Python over the last 2 years and use it a lot, but I'm no expert in Python, trust me. I still don't read it as easily as I wish I could, because there's all kinds of just weird things about Python. Whatever. I don't have to read it. You don't have to read it. You'll be able to build the apps you want just by asking for it. Now, so that's the background. Now let me share the real story here of this podcast. I came up, and this was just last evening, I came up with a concept, just in my mind, a concept that would be unbelievably disruptive to an existing industry. I mean, I don't want to tell you what it is yet, but hear me out. this is going to be released publicly, so you'll see. But I came up with this concept, and I wondered, can I do this with AI code? Is it possible to do this? Because if it is, then when the public sees this, they're going to think it's magic. It's going to be so mind-blowing that it's going to change the way people interact with information. And it's going to be incredibly disruptive to very large markets and industries. And it's going to make large numbers of professionals obsolete. So I had this concept, and I said to myself, let me just see if AI can write this code and put this together. I just wanted to put together a prototype. Well, within 4 hours, I had a working prototype, and I couldn't believe it. I was self-stunned over this. And, you know, I'm pretty optimistic about what AI can do. I didn't think it could do this. And then when I tried it and it did it, I was blown away. And so, and that was last night. And so I could barely sleep because all I wanted to do was get up and keep developing this concept. And so I finally went to sleep late, had a good night's sleep, got up today, started hitting that code with a bunch of prompts, putting in the features that I need and some things like that. And that was like this morning. I'm recording this midday. So I can't wait to get back and do more coding on this. I figure I have about a week of adding features to this and certain refinements and things like that. And then I can release it publicly. And when I do, of course, I'll announce it to you. And of course, it's free. Because that's, you know, we are committed to that. There's always going to be a free tier of everything that we do. At some point, if this blows up to be, a massive, hugely popular project, it's possible that there might have to be a paid tier at some higher level. But the free tier is going to be awesome. And it will change the way you interact with information. It will change your life. It will change your life from the very first day. And when you see this, you will also think, that's impossible. How could it even do that? And it's like magic. I can't believe it. And then you'll be using it almost daily. That's how disruptive this is. And I'm putting this out ahead of time, although I kind of promised I wouldn't tease pre-announcements. So I broke that rule because my understanding of what's about to happen in the world is now, because I experienced this myself, I now realize that AI is going to take over far more jobs and far more professions and far more industries than I previously realized. And I did not realize this until just now, just doing this project. Now I am aware of the shocking level of capabilities of AI development right now. And also what it can do when a creative person like myself has a mission and pursues that mission using AI and isn't interested just in profit or making money, but rather empowering humanity. And when you see this, I think you'll say to yourself, oh my God, we're living in the future. Oh my God, I had no idea this was possible. Oh my God, what does this mean? And that's the reaction that I want you to have, because I want you to think very carefully about your own skills, your own role, your own viability in as that is, if you're still working, if you're still, you know, earning money, or if you have a business, or if you're a creator or an influencer or whatever it is you do, you're going to have to, I mean, you're just going to be forced to rethink what you do and how you do it and how you interact with people because of the rise of this AI technology, not just my project, but what it means for the capabilities of AI. It's going to change everything. Now, granted, it took me 2 years of learning everything about AI and learning about Python code, 2 years of data pipeline processing, which is frankly the curation of content that is aligned with the things that you and I believe, things like natural medicine, things like, honest money or personal liberty or the right to privacy, you know, these fundamental things. And so I have a massive, massive collection of content that is used in all our projects. And this massive collection of content enables some, you know, some really incredible things to take place, as you'll soon see. And you can experience that right now at brightu.ai. You can just go there and you can use that engine and you can see what I'm talking about. Ask it about the dangers of vaccines. You'll be blown away by the answers. Ask it something like, hey, if I go shopping in the grocery store, which foods have anti-cancer properties? Or ask it, like, if you've been diagnosed with something, some kind of cancer or some anything, ask it what foods, herbs, supplements, and lifestyle changes can help you resolve that condition. Go ahead, ask it. In fact, if you go to brightu.ai and you scroll down, you'll find there's a wellness coach there. And that wellness coach has a special focus on health and nutrition and wellness and overcoming disease, etc. It's very powerful. And then right next to it on the homepage is also a financial coach that's been trained on all my interviews with people like Peter Schiff and David Morgan and, you know, Ron Paul and just all the people that I've interviewed and, frankly, a lot more information, all the articles we've ever published about gold and silver and money and the Federal Reserve and central banks, etc. That financial advisor has been trained on all of that. And so you can use it for free to do research about assets and money and banks and dollars and gold and whatever. It's amazing. All right. So that's there now. That's, I know I'm teasing something that's coming in the future, but that is right now. You can go there right this minute. That's awesome. Let me tell you something else that's coming very soon. Probably this weekend, actually. Maybe by the time you hear this, it's already up. But you know our website, censored.news? And censored.news has been, well, it spiders about 45 plus websites, news sites of independent or alternative media. And it gathers up their headlines and it posts their headlines on censored.news along with a bunch of news story links that I have manually chosen as I'm checking the news. Okay. Well, censored.news has been there for several years, and it's very useful. I have a lot of people who say they just love it. It's the first place they go because it just gives them an overview of all the news that's breaking that day. Well, one of the first projects that I did with AI Code, which was just a couple weeks ago, is I rewrote censored.news. And not only does the new censored.news, which, again, will be live shortly, not only does it spider all the sites, like I just said, but it then analyzes all of the news and it finds the most important breaking news trends in each of seven categories of news, from health and finance, climate, energy, technology, domestic USA versus international, and so on. I've chosen seven categories. I might add an eighth or something, who knows. So if you go to the top of censored.news, once I get the new version up, again, which will just happen in a few days, if you look at it, you're going to see these trends. Well, then you can click on any trend, and you're going to see an article that discusses that trend. An article that is automatically generated. Based on not just the news that we've spidered, but it's also based on all of the, you know, the 2 years of data that we have curated, the content, the interviews, the articles, everything that contributes to the creation of the news article. So in other words, you're going to get news articles on all the trends, and it's updated every 15 minutes. You're going to get news articles that are written very much like the way you and I would write them. You know, alternative news style, that is having an understanding of the world that's rooted in truth and honesty and honest money and, you know, other things like natural health. Articles that are written from the point of view of understanding that big pharma is corrupt and big government is dangerous and corporate media is just a bunch of liars, a bunch of fake news, you know, morons. So now you're going to get news every 15 minutes in any of those seven areas that you want. You'll be able to just go to censored.news and see it. And again, click on any of the trends and you'll be able to read that story. So, whereas, of course, we still have naturalnews.com where we have human writers and editors who are augmented with AI technology, but they're still all humans. Like, we don't have fully automated AI robots writing the news at naturalnews.com. I mean, we use AI for augmentation and for research, obviously, because I've built all these tools. But it's still all human writers and human publishers, et cetera. So that's slower. Although we've made improvements over the last, let's say, 6 months or so, it's still slower than every 15 minutes. You know, it takes hours for a news story to be selected and to be covered and to be edited and then to be published on naturalnews.com. So you're going to be able to make a choice of how you want to find and consume news stories from alternative media. And at censor.news, we also intend to expand the spidering to other alternative media websites that we think operate with integrity. And there you'll get stories again every 15 minutes. So that's going to be a place to get, you know, really big deal breaking news much more quickly as it breaks across alternative media. And also there, we're going to have tools added to it that allow you to create, for example, a social media post based on that story. And it'll just auto-generate a social media post for you. And then if you want, you can copy and paste that and post it on social media, or you can modify it or whatever. The bottom line is we're giving you tools to not only to stay up to date on the breaking news, but also to be able to share breaking news and to have just a much more in-depth understanding of what's happening in the world in real time. And I've got some other surprise features coming on censored.news that I'm not going to mention yet, because I just want to make sure that they work before I do. And but I'm confident they work because they're working in my other projects. So when those features come, you'll find there's even more interesting ways to get today's news. So it's you know, this is a game changer for keeping up with news and information. And ask yourself, why do you read the news? Why do you? You know, why do you listen to my podcasts? Why do you interact with this content? I think for most of us, the answer is, you know, we want to be informed, and it gives us a cognitive reward to learn new things. And that's a sign of intelligence, by the way. You know, stupid people don't have much of a brain reward for learning new things, and that's why they don't learn new things. But you and I, we are curious about the world. We want to be informed. We want to have a big picture understanding of how things happen and why they happen. And because we have that cognitive curiosity, we read news in order to stimulate our brains with an understanding of what's happening in the world. And then we use that information to help ourselves make decisions about the world around us. And that's, of course, incredibly useful, especially if you're making investment decisions or business decisions or whatever, you know, or medical decisions. You want to know what's happening. So that's why we interact with news for most of us. It's not an entertainment purpose. I mean, you don't read the news for entertainment. Although, now, sometimes there are interviews that are interesting to listen to just because the speaker is entertaining no matter what they're saying. I play some of those every once in a while too. But for the most part, we want information that is informative, and this is not about entertainment. You may do entertainment things totally separately. Like, you might, you know, watch movies or, you know, listen to audiobooks or read fiction novels or whatever you do. That's totally separate. But this task of gathering information, this is a specific purpose, is to teach yourself to stay informed, to alter your understanding of the world so you can make better decisions. And rest assured, the tools that I'll be bringing you through Brighteon and other, well, lots of different things that are coming, will help you do those things more easily, more quickly, more efficiently. It's going to change your life. And it's way beyond just platforms. This is about how you interact with information. Now, the other interesting thing about all of this is that I am not aware of anybody else in alternative media that yet is at this place where I am with AI technology. I mean, frankly, there's aside from companies like Google, Microsoft, and Meta, there's really nobody in the world that's doing what I'm doing with content. And as you'll see when our new project launches, the one that you'll think, oh my God, we're living in the future. Nobody else is doing this. And when thinking about why that is, you know, number one, I'm mission-driven. So some of these projects that I'm putting out don't have a revenue model, right? So nobody's going to get VC funding to launch something that doesn't make anybody money, okay? But I will put those out there and I will pay for them. I mean, I'll pay for all the tokens, all the hosting, all the data transfer. I'll pay for it. You know why? Because it achieves my mission. My moonshot mission, which you may recall, is reaching 1 billion people with content, information that's empowering, that helps set them free from the Western medical slave system, that helps people be happier and healthier and wiser. You know, this is my mission, and I'm willing to spend money to achieve that mission. For me, it's not about the profit return on this. For me, it's about how do we maximize human knowledge and uplift humanity using the best technology tools that we have available today. And as long as I can afford to pay it, which currently I can, no problem, because of your support shopping with us. You can shop at healthrangerstore.com. If you want ultra-clean lab-tested foods and superfoods and storable foods and personal care products that are just outstanding in terms of their formulations, ultra-clean, seriously, you just check the ingredients list or even copy and paste the ingredients from one of our products and put it into our AI engine and ask it to analyze those ingredients. Yeah, do that. And it'll be amazing. You'll be like, oh my God, these are so good. Because that's the way we do things. But if you shop with us at healthrangerstore.com, as long as we have enough profit to funnel it into these kinds of projects, we're going to rock your world with all kinds of free tools and benefits and different modalities of learning, gaining knowledge, staying informed. We're going to give it all to you completely free of charge as long as we possibly can, which I think will be forever. Unless maybe if one of these tools blows up and there's like 100 million people start using it, then I'm like, oh my God, my monthly bill is $50,000 for this tool? I'm going to have to start thinking about some way to fund this thing. You know, if that happens, well, I'll cross that bridge when we get to it. I mean, I'll consider that to be a good problem to have. It just means I'm reaching many millions of people and there's just a lot of cost involved. And you know what? I'm confident we can come up with a way. I'll figure out how to cover those costs. But right now, the costs are minuscule. But then again, these tools have only now begun to be launched. So they are going to grow. Nevertheless, that's what I'm all about, okay? So use the tools and share them and tell people about them. Encourage other people to use them. I want you to use them. Don't minimize your use just because you think, oh, you're going to save me money because, you know, you don't want to hit it too hard. No, I don't care. Use it all you want. Use it every day. Uplift your knowledge. Spread knowledge. Empower people. Share the results. Copy and paste, you know? That's what I'm all about. That's why this is a nonprofit endeavor. So use it, share it, enjoy it. And you can start using it right now at brightu.ai. And then shortly, censored.news will have the new code running. Oh yeah, I forgot. We will have to wait for a domain name update on that. So that could take a couple of days for the DNS to update. So even if I post it this weekend, it might be early next week before it goes live, you know, just because of the DNS. But then I'll have a new tool coming out in 1 to 2 weeks that is the mind-blowing tool. And at that point, you're like, okay, game over. Oh my God, how is this even possible? And I'm going to keep surprising you with other cool stuff on a regular basis because it's fun. All right, so thank you for your support. Again, support us. We really need your support to fund these tools. Otherwise, I mean, nobody's handing us money from, you know, no grant money, no government money, no corporate money, no VC money. They don't like what we do. We set people free with knowledge. Oh, they're opposed to that. So shop with us at healthrangerstore.com, and thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, founder of Brighteon, naturalnews.com, etc. All right, take care.
Pink Himalayan salt, one of the purest and healthiest salts on earth. Non-GMO, certified kosher, lab tested and trusted. Shop at healthrangerstore.com.